Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? It's your girl, Kendra Justine. I appreciate everybody for tuning in with me on this Thursday night. I hope everybody had a lovely day. Again, I appreciate everybody who's been tuning into the show. Tonight, we're talking about money, y'all. How I manifest money. 30 more days to success. We're still on a 30 days to success challenge. Next week, just to let y'all know, I'm going to have some features on the show, okay? So I'm bringing more information, more perspectives. This is about wealth building. And remember, wealth always starts from the inside out. So it's not just about money. It's about everything. It's about manifesting abundance, manifesting your desires, manifesting happiness. Because trust me, once you learn how to achieve happiness in any circumstance, your circumstance itself cannot help but to improve and match that feeling, okay? So tonight, y'all, we're talking about money, okay? I've been posting some pictures on social media today, you know, advertising for the show. And those are just money pictures that I posted with since I've been on the challenge, you know. I always take pictures. That's another thing I don't think I ever told y'all, but that's what this show's about. I'm giving tips on how you can try new tricks to manifest more extra money in your life. So, you know, I take pictures with my money. I just love to do that. I remember, you know, I told y'all I've been going through a lot. Well, I had come out of a situation, so... You know, I had a lot of money, y'all, like, that was just saved up, you know, enough money that I felt comfortable, but it's like, when I, as soon as I, you know, went through everything that I was going through and everything kind of fell apart, at the end of that chapter, I was down to hardly anything. Still was able to do things. I still went on trips. I went to Orlando, Florida twice this year. Went to Los Angeles. And I still have two more places to go before the year's out. So, you know, I've still been doing things. But I had hit a point where I just really didn't have anything. And I remember, I think, when I actually started this challenge, y'all, no lie, I just had a dollar. And I'm not talking about bill money. Like, I was finding ways to pay my bills and stuff, but I just didn't have anything left over for myself. I would just be, like, almost just broke. But I remember being like, you know what, I got this dollar. I'm going to flip this dollar. I'm going to make, you know, what J. Cole got the song, Dollar in a Dream. I love that song. So that's how I feel about it. Like, every time I see a dollar, I always remember that song by J. Cole, Dollar in a Dream, because it's so real. You know, I put this one post on my Instagram, if you can make $1, you can make a million more. So everything starts. Everything has humble beginnings, you know. Wealth is about learning how to grow what you do have. Okay, and then you can repeat the results. People who have great wealth, that's not an effort for them, and that's also not luck. They didn't just hop up and be like, oh, yeah, you know, that's not how it works. They learned a process that works for them, grew that, and more processes come out of that. So, anyways, let me hop into it, y'all, because I already have about 12 minutes left, all right? First of all, what I want to talk about is what is money? In itself, and we're talking about cash, you know, debit, credit, whatever, money. What is that? It's currency. What is currency? Currency is vibration. Okay, so again, it goes back to what we've been talking about. I just posted an old episode from the first 30 days of success on my Facebook page, Vibrate Higher. When you increase your vibrations, all great things start to come to you. I'm so serious. It's really that simple. And it's not that you're just going to be sitting there being happy and not doing nothing. No, you're going to be inspired to do things. And it's all about inspire action. Inspire action only. You shouldn't have to work hard. You shouldn't have to force yourself to do something that you don't want to do. Anytime that you're doing something that you love, it's not work. Well, Big Sean got this song. I love Big Sean because I know he'll definitely feel this 30 Day Success Challenge because he knows all about this manifestation and co-creation. Okay. But he said, you know, he said something regarding that on one of his songs. It just slipped my mind. But, you know, we can manifest things easily. So let me hop into the first part. Vibration, increase your vibration. Watch everything else flow to you. All right, a lot of people have limiting beliefs about money. I've heard so many people, especially people that I came up around, you know, so many people, you know, money's the devil, money's evil, money's the root of all evil, money doesn't grow on trees, you can have all the things in the world, but, you know, all this type of stuff. It's not, you know, then people in church feel like, you know, suffering is good, even though in the Bible it clearly states that we came here that we may live and live life abundantly. And that's crazy because I haven't even read the Bible in like a couple years, y'all, and these powerful verses still stuck in my head. So it's really some good information in there, but use it productively. People read the Bible and cling to the negative aspects, and they wonder why more of that's happening in their life. Oh, I should abstain from sex. Now you're having sex with more people than, you know, anybody else. And I'm not trying to, I'm not saying that's every church person. I'm definitely not saying that, but we know how it is. People can't even stay focused in church. People go to church for all kinds of different reasons. So put your skeletons out the closet. That's another episode I do have coming up, y'all. I'm going to let y'all know, face your fears. We're doing that next week. But, you know, take your skeletons out the closet. Put them on the table. Okay, this is what I'm afraid of. This is what I used to have problems with. And then just say, you know what, I don't have that type of problem anymore. That's not me. Period. And then watch how everything falls in place. So kill these limits and belief systems. Stop. Also, think about how you feel about people who already have wealth. A lot of people think, oh, they're satanic, they're part of the New World Order, they're this and they're that, they're evil, they're scamming on people. It's like, okay, you do have people who have money and might have some of those characteristics, but that certainly isn't everyone. And the people who are truly able to build wealth and keep it recreated, duplicated, teach their children how to do that type of stuff, those are people who understand the fundamental principles of it and who are aligned with that, okay? So think about how you feel about money. Think about how you feel about people with money. Do you get mad? Oh, they, you know, these people shouldn't make that much. Doctors get paid this much, and these people get paid this much. Teachers get paid this much. Well, guess what? Whatever you tell life that you want to get paid, that's what you end up getting paid for. So everybody's making exactly what they should be making. All right? So that's what I'm saying. Like, if what are your limits and beliefs? Though that's what's keeping a lot of money out of people's pockets now. And I'm talking about just extra money, y'all. I'm not going to lie. Since I've been on this challenge, I done made money in more ways than I ever made in my life. You know, it just comes to me. People do generous things for me. You know, just all kind of stuff. You know, I've been winning lottery tickets. I used to have, like, bad luck with lottery. I used to always tell my, I used to always say, I never win. And I think back now, like, duh, that's why you never won. You used to always say that you never win, so of course you're never going to win. But now it's like I go in there, the number, I'll just see the numbers pop out to me, and I'm like, boom, and it's like, boom. You know? So I'm just saying, this all kind of random money, random businesses that I have. Like, for real. You know, just all kind of stuff. Clients, more clients coming in. It's all about vibration. Okay? Two. Now, okay, we got about 7 minutes left, so I'm going to go through these points. But to honor your debt. Oh, and also, in talking about honoring your debt, make sure you can mix money in your spiritual practices. A lot of people don't know that wealthy people have a lot of spiritual practices. Meditation, that's what helps a lot. That definitely helps. And I'm going to start actually including money in my meditations, because I do generally kind of meditate on it, but not really. But I'm going to start meditating on certain things and seeing, you know, just how easy that is to manifest ideas and other types of situations, you see? So it's like, mix it. You know, when you pay your bills, be grateful that you're paying your bills. Remember, money is only a tool. So a lot of people are too attached to it. Either you hate it or you love it. You know, you don't want to be on either extreme. We're not talking about extremes here, okay? Money is just a tool. So you got to think about, what do you want to do? You know, what would you use your money for? And that's when it really will start to flow into your experience, okay? So paying debt, honoring debt, that's very important. That's what we make money for. People are like, oh, I got to pay these bills. Like, that's a good thing. Like, yes, you got to pay your bills. Thank God you can pay your bills. Thank God you have bills to pay. That means you're doing something in life. You're not just, you know, homeless. And I'm not saying that it sucks to be homeless. Maybe I'm sure there are homeless people that feels like that's absolute freedom. So that's what I'm saying, to each his own. But this shows for people who are serious about building financial empires, y'all. So honor your debt. Pay it. Be grateful for it. Thank God for it. When you pray, include your money and your bills in that, okay? Also, another point. This is like point three or four now, but I'm going to say point three. Don't clench your money. Anytime, you know, and I know people in life who are just really tight with money. And the more they're tight with their money, oh, now something happened to the car, something happened with this, now they got, you know, stuff always comes up for people like that because it's like, it's a scarcity. So they're always going to create scarcity in their lives, you know. So it's like, don't hold on to it. When I was on the challenge, I was at my point. I was like, you know, I want to always have a certain amount of money in my wallet at all times. So I just, at a certain point, I had just kept that money just sitting there. And then I got to a point where I thought about an investment, and I was like, man, I have to spend this whole thing that I done, you know, kept here in this investment. And I was like, you know what, that's fine. I'm still going to break it. And I did it. And then I was like, boom, more money flowed in. So then I ended up clenching onto my cash again. And then I was like, man, I started making an association like, wait, every time I really try to hold on to the money, then I end up having to spend it anyway. You know, so I was like, well, let me see. Like, if I really just spend my money on things that I need, we're not just splurging here. Every now and again, I might get something I do desire, you know, and I'm in the capability of getting it, I'll get it. But it's like, money's just coming in. It's like, the more I spend it, y'all, I swear, it's like it's coming back, like, more, like, tenfold. So this is serious stuff, okay? I have 4 minutes left, so I'm going to hop right on into it. Point four, learn more about money. Follow people who have built fortunes. Listen to the advice that they give. You know, Steve Jobs, all kind of people. You know, I definitely love a lot of his advice that he gives. And he's passed away, so he really probably did all that he wanted to do here because he's gone. He's like, you know, I conquered that realm for me, you know. So study people. You know, Think and Grow Rich, I've talked about that book by Napoleon Hill, all right? And then I talked about this a little bit earlier, but point five, okay? And then we have one more point after that, which is my favorite point I'm leaving for last. But follow your inspiration. Don't force yourself to, you know, to get money, y'all. Like, when you just put money at the forefront of your life, like, oh, you know, it's like, come on, like, that's foolish and you're working too hard for it. The point of this challenge, I told y'all at the beginning of the 30 days, learn how to make money easy and effortlessly. That's part of one of my mantras, kind of. I made money easy and effortlessly. You know, I remember when I first said that, I was like, dang, like, it hit my heart because I was like, I would love to feel that way. Now I really feel that way, and I do. Whatever you're inspired to do, I just follow my inspiration. I don't care what it is. It don't even have to have nothing to do with money. Sometimes I follow my inspiration to just go somewhere, and then I might, you know, run into an opportunity. I'm like, oh, boom, I wasn't even looking for that. Or might get a lottery ticket and be like, oh, boom, okay, I knew I was going to hit that. You see what I'm saying? So it's about working off of inspiration. Get into the zone, okay? And what I mean by the zone, I mean get on that high vibration. Get aligned with the higher thoughts. And watch how everything just falls in place. Watch how everything that you say just start to come into your existence. Watch. I got so much to share with y'all because I'm just talking about money on this episode. But, oh, my God, how much more great things I've been manifesting that money cannot compare to, okay? Like I said, remember, money is just a tool. We have to develop a relationship with money that is neutral. You get a hammer when you need to nail something in. You don't, oh, I need hammers. Let me just collect hammers so I can have a lot of hammers. Like, you just need money for what you need it for. And the more useful you become, the more valuable you use your gifts, which is what increases your value, your talents, okay, using your talents, then now you, of course, you're bringing more money into your existence, okay, because you have to. You have more people to meet. You have more places to be. So, of course, you're going to get more money. You're going to attract more money because you need more money to sustain your lifestyle that you've created for yourself. Are you starting to get it? All right? The last tip, y'all. This is the last tip, and I have to actually get my money. All right? I'm actually doing a YouTube video about this, too. 44 seconds. This is a quick tip. That's why I left it for last. This should have been first, but smell your money. When I started with my dollar, y'all, I was sniffing that dollar. Now, oh, my God, like, every time I get money, I smell my money. Like, I'm so serious. Like, it really smells good. I think I smell money, like, even when it's not in my face. Like, I just smell it. Like, ooh, it smells like money over here. Like, I can smell it. I'm serious, y'all. smell your money. You can call me crazy, but look, I've been manifesting money all over the place. Subscribe to the show, KendraJustine.com. Y'all, KendraJustine.com/thinkrich. I love y'all. Next week, I see y'all. Peace.